Osaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mombra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. FDD alleges state-backed plot to destabilize party. Zambia police mobilizes through patrols to wipe out crime. In international news, state officials among 9 people arrested over deadly stampede at Haiti Citadel. And in sports, coach Haluwono says current games have given Zambia lessons and experience. And now the news in detail. The Zambia Police Service has assured the public that it has mobilized through patrols to wipe out crime in the country and ensure sanity. Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Joyce Nyerenda Banda has stated that the police have continued foot and motor patrols in areas where the country recorded mob justice and will not allow such incidences to reoccur. And Ms. Banda has assured that the police patrols will mob out criminal gangs in communities popularly known as junkies.
In Kiseba, the practical example that I can give you is that when we moved in as police, we were able to apprehend a total number of 282 people, and they were charged with different cases. Amongst the cases or the offenses that we charged others for murder, others were charged for malicious damage. So we went further also to charge them with assault on police officers. So what we've done as police basically is to move in, and we are not leaving any stone unturned. Instead, we've placed officers who are doing foot patrols. We also have officers who are doing motorized patrols in those areas which had issues to do with mob justice, so that sanity can be brought back in the country, because as police officers, our main interest or our main task is to ensure that people's lives and properties are well protected and well taken care of.
And Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Oswald Kambungo has called on members of the public to partner with the Zambia Police in fighting crime and ensuring sanity in communities. Mr. Kambungo has added that citizens should familiarize themselves with the officer in charge of the police stations in their residential areas.
So this issue of community being safe is the responsibility of every person that is found in that particular community. So let's be deliberate about engaging the officer in charge. Officer in charge in all police posts in police stations are friendly people that are also willing to work together with the community so that we eliminate any elements of crime. Yeah. Because the win of the officer in charge in that particular station or area is to ensure that there's no crime that is happening. That is the win of the officer in charge. Mm-hmm. We are not winning as the number of of arrests that we are making. No, that's not a win.
Women for Change have welcomed the amendment to the Criminal Procedure Code Act No. 4 of 2026, which now classifies all sexual offences, including rape, defilement and incest, as non-bailable offences. The organisation described the development as a major milestone in Zambia's efforts to strengthen the justice system and enhance protection for survivors of sexual violence. The amendment is expected to limit opportunities for alleged offenders to interfere with victims and witnesses while cases are ongoing. Speaking on behalf of the organization, Executive Director Lumba Sianga says the reforms send a strong and timely message that sexual violence will not be tolerated in the country.
Statement by Women for Change on non-bailable sexual offenses. Women for Change welcomes the amended Criminal Procedure Code Act No. 4 of 2026, which makes all sexual offences, including rape, defilement and incest, non-bailable. This is a significant step towards protecting survivors, strengthening accountability, and ending impunity for sexual violence. Too often, perpetrators exploit bail to intimidate survivors and invade justice.
The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has alleged the existence of a highly funded scheme aimed at destabilizing the party through the use of non-members and legal maneuvers. According to the opposition party, the alleged plot involved state agents attempting to infiltrate its structures and initiate court processes designed to prevent its preferred candidate from participating in upcoming elections. The FDD claims that strategy mirrors tactics previously used to destabilize the Patriotic Front. FDD spokesperson Anthony Chibuye says the party has since gathered credible evidence linking individuals from State House and the ruling United Party for National Development to the alleged scheme. Mr. Chibuye warns that the FDD is prepared to expose all individuals involved, including those at the highest levels, if their alleged actions continue. Residents of Luangeni constituency in Chipata have expressed satisfaction with the progress made in the construction of the Chipata-Chadiza Road. Luangeni Constituency Development Fund CDF Chairperson Edward Soko commended President Hakainde Hichilema for responding whenever Luangeni Member of Parliament Moses Moyo lobbies for development. Soko explains that the 65-kilometer stretch is being tarred, with completion expected by the end of 2026. He emphasized that the project is crucial for boosting economic activity in Eastern Province. Soko has since encouraged the contractor Sabo Transport Company to maintain momentum on the project that is estimated at 1.3 billion kwacha.
Project ROD, Panina Ramba, is 69 and 2. So we thank the President of Zambia, President Hakainde Hichilema, for the director Project ROD. Before, in terms of what the Kamanyunt minded, that for the Atigan Hira President, that pass our road. The road passes to Tenzoenda for 1.5 hours to come down. At this time, the standard for maybe 30 minutes to come down. So to talk about the money, the president, which is what he finds about himself. Or to talk about the city, but the white TV is on. So it's coming up, our president, you and all the community are going to no talk about that to watch our road. One day. Community ya kuno kuruwangeni wapeza kwa zinchito chukwa cha road ya menei. Yes, kumaso izaleta business kutoka ku neighboring countries like Mozambique kufika mwono Mozambia. So, ndio buino ukuru fututi road ya izatiletera kukukwa mbili kuno.
We now take to stay tuned.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International. Two state officials in Haiti have been arrested after a stampede in the town of Milot that killed at least 30 people. Haiti is in mourning after a stampede at a mountaintop forest. Over the weekend left at least 30 people dead and dozens more injured. Ministers of Defense, Culture, Tourism and Interior joined a government delegation to the UNESCO-listed citadel where an investigation is underway.